Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Vizsla Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA, and now also traded on the NYSE under that same symbol, VZLA. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Vizsla Silver is focused in Mexico at the Panuco project. The company is still under 3 years old, but there's been a lot of work that the company has done on this project, as well as last year, 2021, purchased this project along with the mill outright. And that was a much faster timeline to that purchase than the initial agreement, which just shows, I think, the company's enthusiasm for what they're seeing in the drill core and continuing to advance this project. Now, Mike, I really do want to focus on the 2022 work plans and outlook for the company, but I think it's always good to recap for everybody the key work that was done last year. And since this company is still fairly young, we can go the whole way back to the inception of this company. So again, last year, big news was buying the project and the mill, as well as a lot of drill rigs turning, up to 10 at one point. Give us a recap of some of the key news over the last, not just last year, but back to 2020 as well, please, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, the history goes a little bit further back than that as well, too. So we, when I say we, I mean myself and Craig Perry, my business partner and their chairman here at Vizsla. We had just sold our first company that we worked on together, Cobalt One, back in 2017. And so I went out and incorporated two companies the day after. One was Vizsla Silver. At that time, it was Vizsla Resources. But really, when we incorporated, it was just a numbered corporation. So I went and was the first shareholder of that company. And then the other company was Inventa Capital. And today, since that time of incorporation in 2017, both those companies have grown exponentially into serious companies. So, you know, Vizsla took a year to IPO. And so in 2018, we were a public, very small public company. Subsequent to that, I was kind of traveling around the world looking for mining projects. And then we came across the Panuco Silver District and realized that this was going to be, an incredible opportunity. You know, anytime you have the chance to put your foot on a district like this with over 75 kilometers of known veins, two operating centers, one mill that we bought, including tailings and power, as well as, basically, an existing small scale mining operation, but a huge amount of district upside. You know, we realized that we had to have this project. And so we've raised over $110 million for Vizsla Silver with the Panuco project in it. And we've kind of gone from strength to strength here over the last, 3 years of going hard at this here. You know, we drilled over 100,000 meters of new diamond drilling last year. Like I said, we raised the lion's share of that $100 million, about $75 million last spring. And we're still very well financed here with over $40 million in the bank to push the district forward with 10 drill rigs turning. I think that number might increase this year. And the results have been astonishing. You know, we've drilled Napoleon. We've traced that now over almost 2 kilometers of strike, average depth of 400 meters. That was an 860% increase during that year. And then we've also increased Tijitos by 5 times or so in strike as well. So, you know, it's just been incredible. We have a maiden resource coming in, this quarter here. So by the end of the quarter, we expect to put out our maiden resource. And I suspect that that'll be surprising to the upside for maybe what people are expecting. I think it's going to be a great time to be a Vizsla shareholder. We're increasing, the eyes on the story through the New York listing. We're one of the only pre-resource companies to list on the New York Stock Exchange. That just shows, I think, the strength and the value in a district like this in Mexico.
Well, Mike, as you gear up for this maiden resource coming out this year, out of all the drilling you did last year, is there any that you're still waiting on from the assay labs that's going to be part of that? And is there any drilling that you do this year that will be part of that? Kind of where is the cutoff at? And then what will be moved into the next one?
So the cutoff happened last year. And so we had, these most recent results where we made a brand new discovery down there at the project around the Tijitos vein. So we discovered something called the Copala vein, which intersects Tijitos, basically trending north there. And that discovery was really incredible. 3.7 kilos of silver equivalent over 2.3 meters. But that was in a broad interval of 226 grams silver equivalent over 82 meters. And that was a structure that was in the hanging wall of Tajitos. And that, you know, will be included in the resource because we drilled it in last year. But, you know, going forward, you know, we'll have 10 rigs going, drilling, expanding the, you know, the resource base as we move forward into 2022 here. So imagine that, you know, 10 rigs focused on adding more ounces and discovering new veins. It's an extremely exciting, you know, district to explore and company to follow.
Well, Mike, how many meters is the company still waiting to get back from the assay labs at current that you've already drilled?
We should be getting pretty close to having it all. But, you know, we have, you know, it's about 10,000 meters a month, a minimum, basically, that we're drilling. So there's always, you know, new core going to the lab. And so it's continual. But the way that we like to put out our news is that we, you know, we're kind of beyond the point of just putting a one intercept out and, you know, just putting one offset. What we like to do is put a block of drill holes and results together into a press release and then move the needle substantially on those areas that we're drilling, like at Tajitos and Napoleon, or a new discovery like this Copala vein. Now, of course, as we step out of the western block there, which is essentially the, you know, the Copala block, and we're going to basically be talking about this throughout the year here, but we're dividing the district into three areas of focus. So we have the western block, which we'll call the Copala block, you know, the central block, which we'll talk about as probably the Animas area, the Cordon de Oro area. And then we have the eastern block, which is the Brocha de Oro area there. And so what we'll be doing here is stepping out, drilling around the resource in the western area, but we'll also be doing some discovery drilling in the central block as well as the eastern block. So places like that might see us put, you know, one-off drill holes as it relates to a discovery. But, you know, when we're talking about near resource or near mine exploration at the Napoleon and Tajitos area, you know, that's going to be all kind of you know, bundled together and put out in one larger resource, release, I should say, not resource.
So, Mike, I realize there's still a lot of exploration to do on this project. You guys haven't even come out with the maiden resource yet, although that is right around the corner. But you do have the mill, and you do have the ability to, what sounds like, get into production fairly quickly. Are you guys considering making that move, turning this company, even with all this exploration upside, into a development play or even near-term production play?
Well, you know, one thing about Vizsla is that we, you know, we're very aggressive with what we do. We explore aggressively. You know, we took on an aggressive option in order to acquire this district, which we, you know, we accelerated, own it 100% now, including the mill. So what I think the best answer to this is that we'll likely be moving towards production faster than perhaps other companies might. But the way that we'll be doing that is through, you know, the typical ways, which is, you know, building a resource, you know, understanding the economics around that, and de-risking it, like doing metallurgical studies and, you know, permitting and, you know, all the type of work that you would have to do in the background. Of course, we've been doing those things. So, you know, we expect to have metallurgy out here shortly. The HEDOs and the community groups that we work with are all under agreement here with us that allow us to kind of move these areas through to you know, next stages of kind of development as well. So while I won't give a date for production, what I will say is that we do seek to move to that outcome. We do want to be a very large producer of silver and gold here in Mexico. We have the perfect platform for that, which is, you know, this district and, you know, all the infrastructure that comes with it. Like you said, the mill, the roads, the power, you know, the team, you know, we employ about 75% of our team as people from the local community there. So, you know, we're here to stay. You know, we love where we work. We love the areas and we want to make this a very profitable and very large producer for the shareholders of Vizsla and also the stakeholders of the company as well.
Well, Mike, it'll be exciting to keep following along as those economic studies come out and as the metallurgical work comes back, just to see how things are advancing. But just back to the exploration, you guys also have a wealth of veins on the property, and you alluded to that just a little while ago with some of the different projects you're working. But are there any other regional targets that you're going to be going after that will be new discoveries or areas that will get drilling for the first time in 2022?
Well, you know, a lot of that will be in the central and the eastern block. So I expect that we'll make new discoveries. I am confident that we will. And one of the reasons why I'm confident, one of the things I'm the most excited about in the district is the airborne electromagnetic work that we're going to be doing here. So in Q1, we expect to have the project flown with data coming out, you know, before the half point of the year on electromagnetic targets across the district. So listen, we really only started drilling two places. One was around Animas in the central area. And then we shut down for COVID when we basically just started up for a few months as the new optionees of the property. And then when we returned, we went over to Napoleon. We made a discovery on the second drill hole there. So our focus has been on Napoleon. The focus has been on Tijitos, which are, you know, discoveries we made very early on. We still have not done meaningful systematic exploration here. I think we'll be making many new discoveries of veins across the district.
Well, Mike, one of the other things we should probably highlight as a value driver this year for Vizsla Silver shareholders was the spin out of Vizsla Copper. Would you walk us through that transaction and how that brings value to both companies?
Yeah, there was a couple of Vizsla entities now trading on public exchanges. There's, you know, our Toronto, our Canadian shares, so VZLA. We have our US shares traded on the US exchange, which is the same ticker. We also have warrants that were made tradable. So you can buy a warrant that strikes at 325 next December. And that trades around 50 cents, I think, since I last looked. And then you also can buy Vizsla Copper. So we basically created $20 million of market cap value by spinning out Vizsla Copper to our shareholders. It didn't affect the share price of the mothership, Vizsla Silver. In fact, it actually went up from that point. So, you know, what we love to do at Vizsla and Inventa is to create shareholder value, create value for our shareholders, reward our shareholders. And the reason we like to do that is because we are shareholders. So, you know, look to us to create value for shareholders, not only on Vizsla Silver, but also the team that's running, which is separate than Vizsla Silver. The team that's running Vizsla Copper is going to do the same thing. So we're very excited about that.
All right, Mike, really appreciate this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on at Vizsla Silver, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you, and we will definitely follow up as more news hits the market, as it sounds like another busy year. And that maiden resource, that's going to be fascinating to follow up on. Mike, thanks again for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.